what they should be doing is trying to increase confidence in the domestic economy, encourage people to be able to spend. But instead, what we see is endless cuts and contraction taking place in our own domestic economy.
What specifically should the government be doing, particularly to assist the retail sector, which, as you've said, Picketon and Donegal, it's lost chops in the past number of months?
They should be introducing the legislation, and if it was needed, there would have was plenty of time to have a referendum to end the upward-only rent review clauses and leases. They could be given the local authorities powers to waive some of the rates to try and keep businesses going and keep businesses in operation. What they could also have been doing is implementing job creation measures in the local economy that would stimulate and encourage people to be able to spend. And that's the only thing that's going to help the retail sector recover and help the domestic economy recover.
Well, next Thursday, the government is to hold a special cabinet meeting on job creation. Enda Kenny has told all his ministers to look at where the economy can be stimulated and jobs can be created. Do you think this is something that they will consider at that meeting, and perhaps that cabinet meeting will see maybe some positive movement in this regard?
Well, there has been proposals put to the government from various bodies and front of pre-budget submissions over the last couple of years, and they have completely ignored them. The government will come out with some sort of waffly checklist, and Enda Kenny is going to give report cards on his ministers. We've seen this already 18 months ago with the previous so-called jobs initiative. It's not going to work. The government aren't focused on making sure that the circumstances are there for the domestic economy. And until they do that, it won't happen, and people won't have any confidence in it happening.